This episode contains discussions of mental health. If you are struggling, there are people to help. Call 1-800-662-HELP.
You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3 of Swiping Up. So if you made it to this point, we're really thankful for those ears listening.
We love you.
We're obviously doing something right.
Yes. So welcome back.
Wow, what a week it's been.
Yeah, girl.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So crazy. So much.
So much to talk about in this beautiful hour that we have together.
We literally don't talk about anything. Like when we all like meet together, we're like, no, don't talk about that. Don't save it for the show. Save it because we don't want to repeat it.
But you know what? There are a lot of conversations that we've stopped in the moment.
Yes.
And I'm dying to get back to them. Like, I want to know what had to be said.
Yeah.
And like, we tell each other, like, put it in your phone, like put it in your notes.
Yeah.
But now, like, I forget. Can't like, remember. I know there are topics that, like, other people bring up that we put a kibosh on it.
And then we don't bring it up later?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's killing me.
I will be the official note starter.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And when we're talking, if anyone says, start talking, I'll put in a little note.
Okay.
And then we can come back to it.
All right. Kay. All right. Yeah, I think that's good. So it doesn't get lost. Because we have a lot to remember. Our brains are at capacity.
Oh, my God.
My brain is... I'm tapped.
You've had a day,
hey, babe.
Girl. It's fine.
I had a day, guys.
What happened today?
Oh, my God. I mean, it was... If anything could go wrong, it did.
It was the Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed or something.
Yeah. Basically. I sent Esther and Wendy a big... meme that just said like Mondays can fuck off.
My first thought was really that's definitely Spencer. Like that's literally what I thought. Yes. Swear to God. And then I was like, oh gosh. And then, you know, tonight you're like, today sucks. But you know what? We all have those days, girl.
Oh,
and
you're
here with us now. We need to start doing like wine every now and then.
Yeah, seriously. But honestly, I'm going to tell you something. Even if I've had like a shitty day or a long day or just like a boring day, whenever you guys come.
Yeah.
To the house because we record in a super secret location. No, but whenever you guys come over, I'm like, yay! I tell Rocco, I'm like, your friends are coming over just to see you. No, but Rocco. I get excited because you guys like, you know, like
it's
cheer
good.
Things
yeah.
up
yeah,
and like
good.
Get it going.
It's like girl talk. I was telling
it
Mike about
talk.
It,
totally.
And I was telling him, you know, about how excited we were mm-hmm. and that it kind of, you know, leaked out last week and mm-hmm. just all the stuff. And he's like, well, I don't really know like about girl talk. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just tell me that you're excited about it.
No.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's like, it was bittersweet last week.
Yeah.
It was bittersweet. But yeah. I think it was good. I think that, you know.
I think it was whatever. It was more sweet for me because I don't know.
You want
like
the haters.
Hate. I do.
No,
well,
me and Esther
like,
oh, like
the haters.
Esther was dying to announce everything. Wendy, you're like, no, Esther.
Time. All in due time.
We have a schedule.
She's like that toddler that's just going to kick and scream until she gets
mommy,
away.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy.
I know. And then poor Nick has to sit there every 5 minutes. Nick, did iTunes approve us yet? Nick, are we on iTunes yet? And he's like, I'll let you know.
But it's so exciting. And we are very excited about it. And the good and bad stuff, like we're here for it.
We're excited about it because we honestly, I think I can save this for all of us. We have fun. That's the whole reason we started this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now your day is good, girl.
Listen.
It's over.
I'm not going to let it get me down. Yeah.
No.
It's over. Next
change
time I will have a bottle of tequila for you, though.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh,
well, we didn't just stay the night, then. I'm going to drive all the way back to my house after doing that.
Uber. Or you can stay in the guest bedroom.
I'm down for a slumber party podcast.
No, can we seriously do that?
Mm-hmm.
And have wine and then
totally.
Do... Seriously?
Yeah. If we ever have people who would actually be interested in a Patreon, I mean, we shouldn't talk about that, but whatever. If we do, I think that would be like a hilarious episode.
Yeah.
You know, Wendy's the type of mom that I aspire to be.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You're the type of mom I aspire to be.
Oh.
Like a baby at home. You're like, oh, that's fine. I'll just leave him with my husband. Have a slumber party.
She's like,
do I have a kid? Just kidding. Today we went to the pool. We went to Target. We did a lot of stuff today. So.
You text us the other week and you're like, am I even a mom?
Yeah. Like, whatever.
Can you be my mom?
So I need y'all's help because my my 2-year wedding anniversary is next week.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, so I was looking up. I don't even remember what we got each other last year, mm-hmm. but we were talking about it last night. And Mike's like, yeah, it's our 3-year. I was like, it's definitely the second. He's like, yeah, it's 2 going on 3. I was like, we got married in 2017. Fisher is one because we got pregnant right after our wedding. So I'm like, he's one. So this will be our second.
Which is, I'm trying to remember.
It's cotton for the gift.
Is it? Okay. Because yes. Robbie and I, we always do whatever the traditional gift that. Is. We do something
also extra. But
like we'll just do a nice gift and then we'll try and do something.
Cotton.
Something that goes along with tradition. Something traditional. But we do the old school traditional, not the new.
Not the modern?
Yeah, not the modern.
So wait, is cotton... I don't remember now if it was the
cotton
new.
Cotton is the second.
It is?
And the only reason I know that is...
Was it better for the traditional? Because I'll honor that. I don't want to do that one.
Wait, there's a traditional and then there's a newer?
Yes.
Yeah. You look up the newer. So the traditional second anniversary, I'm pretty sure I got Robbie a framed American flag.
Oh,
But it was like a vintage flag. Listen,
he's
a diehard patriot. I love my country.
Wait, it's
the traditional.
Oh, okay. Cotton. So yeah.
But like, what if someone's not into that? Would you still get it for them? And then they would be like, thank you for this random gift.
Well, no, you don't have to get them an American flag.
Oh. That's just one thing. Third year is leather and I can get me a new bag.
Yes.
And it better not be a knockoff.
Or a dupe. Okay. So the funny thing is figure it out is that my anniversary and your anniversary are on the same day, but mine's dating.
Yes.
So there's not a tradition for dating. There's not a tradition for dating.
Sure there is.
Anniversary. What?
It diamonds. Can be whatever you want it to be. Big.
Oh.
Diamond.
Particularly one singular diamond. Don't
jinx it.
On a
what kind round of do you want?
Piece we'll of metal.
Ear. Oops, I just touched your foot. I got distracted.
You actually touched my leg and I need to shave. I should have used that Billy razor you talked about last week.
Look at all these little Easter eggs we're dropping.
Oh. Anyway, I don't know.
So the
what listen, I'm gonna get him.
Hold on. So I'm looking up the wedding anniversary by occasion.
Okay.
The traditional it starts at the 3rd year though. Because modern next for the 3rd year is crystal or
isn't
glass.
The first year paper?
Yes.
Oh.
But what I'm reading, it doesn't show me. Oh, hold on. Second is China. I'm not a China girl. No, I don't like China.
What about a trip to China? Does that count?
I don't want to take that trip.
Okay.
It's really, no. I love Chinese food.
Me too.
There you go. So Americanized Chinese food.
So maybe
food.
I will make
so go to
Mike some general
walk.
Sounds.
Go to CNT what? Walk. It's a Chinese restaurant here.
Oh my gosh. When I lived in Florida, there was a walk and roll.
I love that.
What was a walk and roll?
It was a Chinese restaurant. Walk
oh my God, that
and
was
roll.
It was really cool.
Okay, so that didn't help me figure out what to get Nick, but that's okay.
But y'all didn't help me figure out what I was going to get Mike.
Wait, what year? Pipe down over there. Okay. Wait, what year is it?
2.
It's 2 for both of us.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize it was 2 for both of us.
So can I pipe up now?
Oh, yeah. Now you can speak. Now you may speak.
Okay, but the more important date is Rocco. So our anniversary is on the same date. And then Rocco's birthday is on that same day. And then Nick's dog that passed away earlier this year, Ripley, our anniversary and Rocco's birthday and the first day that he ever met her, they were all on the
you
same
day. You
can
have date. The day.
It just happened.
You just have it.
I just thought it was like the cutest thing in the world. So I love that. Yeah.
Wait, so you each need cotton gifts.
Rocco's going to be 7. What do I do?
That's like a golden year.
I'm going to cry.
You are not going to cry.
Eli just turned 10.
I know, but 10. You guys.
Bailey is 15 and she can't even see. She's blind, bless her heart.
I've
seriously.
Had him since he
God love her.
Like 5 pounds and he was like the size of a tennis ball.
Rocco well, what taco. If you do like, what if you do cotton? Wait.
Just do cotton for the dog too.
I was going to say a cotton collar and then I realized the gift is not for Rocco. It could still work.
Oh, collar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Get us.
Okay.
They probably have a dog list too. Let's be honest.
What kind of a podcast is this?
This is y'all we did not go in the gutter. Real quick. Is what it is.
Wait, no. Okay, so you need cotton. I'm trying to think. Oh, so Robbie. Oh, God bless his heart.
What?
So I am the man in our marriage.
All right.
He is so sweet and sentimental, and I am so cunty. So the second anniversary gift that he got for me, he had wedding photos printed. So there's a photo of one of his best men jumping into the pool at our wedding. Amazing. He's midair. His tie is around his forehead. It's perfect. He got that printed on a tote. It is my favorite tote bag.
Oh my God.
It's hysterical.
That's so cool.
Then he got one of the nice, like, black and white portraits of the two of us printed on a pillow.
Aww. Stop. That's really cute.
Do you drool all over it?
For about a year, I let it stay on my couch.
Yeah.
And I was like, every time I walked in the house and saw it, I cringed.
Why?
Oh God, it was gross, so sappy, and I couldn't. It didn't go with my aesthetic.
I feel like I would like fall asleep on it and just like drool, or the dog would sit on it or something.
I don't know. It was just so sweet, and he was so excited to give it to me, and I just didn't have the heart to tell him that I like
that you hated it.
I was not.
Well, now
into
he knows.
It. Oh no, he already knows because we, you go through years and you redecorate, and I'm like, are you going to be terribly offended if I get rid of the pillow? I didn't get rid of the pillow. Oh. I have the pillow. It's in storage.
Oh, well, you kept it.
But I have it. And he was like, oh, yeah, you don't like the pillow. And I was like, I love you so much, babe. I love you.
Not the pillow.
So anyways.
Since my friends were no help, maybe our listeners can help me.
Oh, it'll be after.
Yeah,
it'll be too late. But for next year, you never know. Next year.
Listen, cotton was hard. I got you for all the others. I got you for the others.
All right.
You just repeat my gifts.
I'll just, you know what? I'm going to get him
just
a pillow.
Just go on Google.
Yeah.
Just go on Google.
Well, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your nothing, guys.
Wait, what if you do a boudoir shoot?
Ooh.
In cotton, a t-shirt?
Yeah, the cotton could be what you're wearing. Cotton t-shirt.
I don't have a lot of time. Our anniversary is literally in 1 week.
Bitch, I'll get a camera and I'll take photos of you. It'll be fine.
Hey, put it on
portrait mode. We'll go to Shutterfly.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Use code Spencer So Basic.
Spencer for hire.
Stop. There used to be a show called Spencer for Hire.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know, but I hate it. All the kids in school used to be like, Spencer for Hire. Spencer for Hire.
I've never heard of it.
And I hated it. Made me feel like a cheap hooker.
I think for Rocco's birthday, I'm going to get him a DNA test.
I think that's really a great idea.
Because I don't think that Nick's really the father. I'm just kidding. No.
He's got his eyes, so yeah. I don't know. He's got a good chance.
Well, he matches. We have the same color hair.
Y'all do.
No, but.
Good toners.
Like, so he's a little like mutt. He's like some sort of like terrier, but I don't even know what he is. His whole life, everyone's like, oh, he's so cute. What is he? Because he's like fluffy. And
he's
like
a dog.
Yeah. But like what kind of a dog? So.
A sweet one.
He's so cute. Yeah. He went today.
Dumbo dog.
Yeah. With those big ears. He went today for his annual like vet visit. And he boards there whenever we go out of town. We call it camp. He gets so excited. He loves the vet so much that when we go in, he's pawing on the doors to get in. And then he runs in and goes up to the scale and sits on the scale and waits for a treat. Because when he boards there, they weigh him every single day. So they've like trained him without trying to know that when you go to the vet, you get on the scale and then you sit there like a good boy and you get a treat.
Can we send like our husbands there?
It was the cutest thing in the world. But
they're
anyway,
the best vet too.
They're great. If you live in Raleigh... Shiloh Animal Hospital in like right on the West Cary Morrisville border.
Yeah.
Dr. Kleisch, best vet ever.
They do vet and boarding there.
Oh yeah.
They just started
the boarding. They are
that would make me
amazing.
Feel so good to leave my dog somewhere.
Especially since my dog
they're amazing.
Like freaks out with excitement when he finds out. And all the staff
love him.
Know us by name. Mm. They love him. They take such good care of him. We'll tell you all about it
later. We love it. All right, so I say we get started with the tea for the day.
Tea, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the topic at the top of your mind is...
Moo Moo and macaroons.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk about this for
you
a while.
Have, girl.
I have.
We held her back as long as we could.
Okay, so I don't remember how I started following her. For people who don't know who she is, her name's Katie Harrell. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed recently that she actually took her last name off of her Instagram. I don't know why.
Oh,
something's going on with that girl.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's she from? Somewhere in the South, right?
Wait, isn't she from North? She lives in Charlotte, doesn't
Charlotte,
she?
Charlotte, that's right. Yeah, she's another Charlotte girl.
But hold on, did she? I think she's really pretty. Did she do something to her face? No. I'm like no, dead serious.
I don't think so. I haven't noticed.
She looks so different.
She might have cut her hair.
No.
She looks extra tight.
She looks so different than she used to me. I mean, I think she's pretty really? Regardless.
Maybe I am bad at noticing those yeah. things. I don't know.
Or maybe I'm just noticing more because of what, you know.
I haven't been following her long enough to know if there's a change.
I swear something looks different.
I mean, I think she's okay. She's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous.
But here's the thing. You know how when you like are tired or stressed, like you can see it in your face? Maybe that's what it is. But she doesn't look like that.
No, it's more like a lip. Like,
oh, like she got something
yes.
done.
Yes. Okay. Like, I just can't place it. I don't know. Sometimes when you get your lips done, it changes the look of your face.
Okay. So it's not a bad change. It's just a change.
No. I'm not saying it made her look worse or anything. I just think that there's something about her that looks different to me and I can't put my finger
on it.
Did
she get veneers?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just looking at her feed and I can't stop looking at her body.
She's really
She really works out. She's
like not to objectify or anything.
No, but she
that
has
body
really,
be banging.
Yeah. She works at Orange Theory.
Oh,
but
well,
like,
that makes sense.
How do you know? Because I went to Orange Theory and I was still a potato.
Yeah.
Okay, but you went there. You didn't work there.
Did you work out there? Or did
she
just work
there?
I thought you said she worked there.
No, she works out there.
Oh, never mind.
Look, that is a killer work. I did that.
It is. It's
when
one of
I was
my favorites.
Pregnant, mm-hmm. but I didn't know I was pregnant yet. And I was getting so dizzy and like almost puking and I couldn't figure out why. God. And then I took a pregnancy test and I was like, I'm not just weak. I'm pregnant. Got it.
No, it's a good workout.
It is great.
But yeah, she does look awesome. But I don't know what is going on with her because she was like on stories, everything seemed fine. This was maybe, I don't know, has it been, I think it's been at least a month, maybe 2 months now.
Since Doggygate?
Doggygate?
What?
With the photos? With her rant? With the dog?
I don't know about that.
I didn't
that.
See that.
No, not an actual dog. The dog filter.
Oh, this is even before that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So she woke up one day and she posted a picture on her Instagram, not on stories, on her feed. And she said, hey, I was supposed to be in, I don't know, Houston or Austin this week for some blogger event, but I wound up in the ER last night. I don't think she alluded to doing something to herself, but I don't think she said exactly what it was. And she's like, I'm taking some time away. I'm taking some time for myself, like to get the help that I need.
Oh, like the mental.
Yeah. Illness. And then she like did hashtag suicide prevention.
Oh,
shit.
Which, okay, that's a big deal.
That is real.
That's
heavy.
Really,
do we have to say any like trigger warnings if people are listening?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what the protocol
PC
is.
PC is on that.
Anyway.
But,
yeah.
So at first, like obviously my first reaction is like, oh my God, like I hope she's okay.
Right.
But then she like tagged her entire outfit on Like to Know It.
Oh,
on the same
I
post?
Did see
on
that.
The same post.
Yes.
And then she got so much flack for it that she went and deleted it. But so there were so many like different like trains of thought, like right. Is she doing this for attention? Like I, for the love of God, hope not.
Right.
For people
you hate
who
to
actually
say that, but yeah. If you're truly in that mental state, like would you really do that?
And
right?
then yeah, and then like that all whatever. She went away for like a week, I think, and then she came back and she's like, I'm back, and I'm like good, and I'm like taking my medicine, and but then she's still kind of acting weird because she's like doing these tangents about her engagement and how it sucks and how she kind of wants to just quit. And she's saying like, I'm just being real with y'all. Like, you know, I just want to throw in the towel. I'm not as good as so-and-so, like comparing herself to other bloggers, like crying
so
about
unhealthy.
It. So then it's like, okay, is it, I don't know, for some reason, for whatever reason, maybe it's because I don't know her. I haven't followed her long enough, but I just don't get
like a genuine feeling from her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then she posts a picture, this is before Doggygate, of herself in front of some like building and the side of the wall is like warped. Like if you're trying to like Photoshop something, whatever. And I just thought it was funny. I was like, but holy shit, like that's so noticeable. How could you not notice it? How could you post it without noticing? And then all these people were commenting on it, and she got so mad, she deleted it, posted a new one, and then she went on this huge rant about her haters and this and that.
Oh,
then she got on stories later and said that her, how she and her assistant spent an hour blocking people. Ugh. And it, I don't know, it was just all very is this like the dark side of the blogging world?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe it really is.
And
like,
then it pissed me off.
I think it's, I think it speaks to just how people look at, we forget that Instagram, and especially with influencers who are paid to do
the job,
do these ads and put up that content, we forget their highlights. It's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
So,
but do they do it on purpose for the highlights? Is that what you're saying, or what?
No,
oh, like it's a highlight of their
liking.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
it's
all
snippets.
The good.
It's snippets.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. And then I'm like, okay, you need to get off the internet then.
Right.
Get off
right.
Instagram. Because do you know how many women, not that I'm not going to go down that damn rabbit hole about how bloggers, they don't have real jobs, because we all know where that goes. I'm not saying
right.
that. What I'm saying is there's a bajillion other women in the world who would kill
to
have 1 hour with an assistant to actually like help make money for their family, go grocery shopping.
Right, but right.
And she's like over here using that precious hour to like
blocking
people because of a Photoshop comment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's also, it's really easy for us to sit here and say like girlfriend needs to get off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's her livelihood. I mean, it's her job. I do agree with you that, and I'm very mindful of mental illness mm-hmm. and the whole discussion around it. And, you know, you guys know I'm certainly not very politically correct,
mm-hmm.
but I myself deal with certain issues. There's a family history there. So I never want to say that, I never want to make the assumption that someone is disingenuous in what they're saying. And, you know, she still has to make a living. So I don't disagree that, like, this might not be the healthiest mm-hmm. thing for her if she is struggling. Does she have a support system around her?
I was going to say, like, shouldn't people help her? She's
I don't
married,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't she married?
Yeah, she's
so,
married.
So like, what about like, why, where are her people at? Where is the support system?
I
if she's
know.
Comparing herself that much to other people.
That's not healthy.
No. That's not healthy.
And I feel like, here's the thing, like I'm trying to be sensitive to it too, but at the same time, it's this constant pattern.
Yeah.
And I'm just
right.
like, okay, like really? And then she came on one day with her little puppy dog filter on.
Yeah. Right.
Talking about
that's
depression.
That's what I saw.
Yes.
And to me, I'm sorry, if you're talking about suicide and then you're posting an
right.
outfit, if you're talking about depression with a cute cartoon filter on, I don't know, to me that like minimizes the seriousness
right.
of it.
It feels more, and again, not a doctor, I can only speculate, it feels manic.
Right. Yeah,
it doesn't
right.
feel
yeah.
like it was intentional, deliberately
no,
trying to get
no.
attention for the likes or for the swipe ups, whatever she might have been
right.
you know,
getting out of it or trying
exactly.
to get out of it. Yeah.
It feels scattered. It
yeah.
feels, the best word that I have for it is manic.
Yeah.
yeah.
Whether
well,
or not that's appropriate,
and,
I don't
and
know.
Maybe that and, is part of like, if she truly is suffering from mental illness, I don't personally know anyone that does have, you know, mental illness or anything like that. And I think it's great to use a platform like that to bring
yes.
light to it. But I do agree with you.
But
I do
not
think
in such
that
a casual
you,
way.
Right. I think it should be, again, if you're going to post about it and you're going to be real with your followers and your fans and the people that look up to you, probably might want to skip out on that like
yeah,
to know it.
Take the filter
might
off.
Might not
want to
do the
real,
tags.
Be, yeah.
Because yes, that's your job and I get that, but we like that. Like I like when Whitney a few weeks ago
yeah.
was like just real and was like, look, this is what I'm going through. This
yeah.
happened. Spencer, you were having a bad day. Like we all
yeah.
have those bad days
yeah.
and it makes it a little bit more relatable when you can just like put it out there and maybe not go down the whole like facade of like, this is what I'm going to do and tag this and do the puppy
yeah,
filters. Like
just
be real who you
do
are.
Do one or the other.
I think part of it too is, as we know, like there's got to be narcissism
right.
running rampant
yeah, for
with
sure.
a lot
100%.
Of the bibs too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you kind of combine that with a lack of ability to have like self-reflection,
mm-hmm. yeah.
there's some
yeah.
really odd choices that are made. And we see that pattern with a lot of the bibs.
Yeah,
yeah and a lot, well, perfect yeah thing, because a lot of these women, like have don't come from like a fashion or blogging world. She's said on her stories before, she used to work an office job. I don't know what that is, but she was able to quit that and do blogging full time. And like we were talking in episode two briefly about how some of these women like just don't have a thick skin. They don't know how to deal with it. And the thing that kind of like bothered me was she said she's crying about her engagement, crying about this, whatever. And she's saying like, I need you guys to be engaged. I need my engagement to go up so I don't have to go back to my other job. I don't think she said it exactly like that. What she was saying is, I love blogging so much. I don't want to have to stop giving you guys content.
So she's speaking out of both sides of her mouth. But
it kind of felt to me like, I don't want to have to go. I want to do this full time. I don't want to have to go back. Well, because who would want to have to go back?
Of course.
But I don't know. Something about it to me, just I feel like she might just need to take a break.
Yeah. And I think a lot of the girls probably start out with the same thing. Like, it's such a pretty, like, look, right? The aesthetic of what it is like, oh, this is great. This is fun. I'm shopping. I'm getting paid. Mm-hmm. You're getting attention. You're getting likes. You're getting followers. Yep. It explodes. And some of them quicker than others, mm-hmm. I feel like have exploded to the point of like, whoa. Like Katie Roach, I started following her. She literally had only a few thousand followers. The girl has like 400 and some 100,000.
Wow. I didn't realize she had that much.
And that happened since January of last year. That's how quick she blew up. Now, I have read, you know, different threads that say that some of the girls like buy, you know, the robot. I didn't even know you could do that. Where they comment. Did you see that?
Yes.
Where it was so cute. It was like 16, you know, just for reference, like 16 different little
Diet
bots.
Prada's been talking about it.
Wait, so the bot followers comment?
Yes.
The purchased followers comment.
And it was like so cute. And it was
the Diet Prada post.
Yeah, it was all the same like comment. But then obviously when you have engagement, it gives you more like, I guess, transparency and you show up in more places. But it's crazy how like people buy that. But anyway, I'm getting down a rabbit hole myself. But basically, I think some women see this and they're like, you know what? I love shopping. I love this. I say that all the time. Like, if I could get paid to doing what I want to do like that, sure, why would I not? But you do have to remember at the end of the day, like, you're a person. It's okay not to be perfect. And they don't realize, like, it's probably not as easy as it seems. So I do give every single girl credit.
And the hate that they're going to get and everything.
Well, that's just it. People, you know, you get the keyboard warriors.
Okay, but that's the thing. They're keyboard warriors. You don't know. These people, when bloggers take time to post, like, the DMs, like, obviously, like, our account, when people DM us.
But it's
out of funny. It's like, really? Okay. But honestly, like, why do they even give them the time of day? Yeah. Because they don't know this person in real life. Right. It's not going to affect them. It's the freaking internet.
But that's
and
what
they have hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, what is that 10% of haters really going to do?
Who cares?
Yeah. You're still getting paid.
Is that what's contributing to some of these bloggers having like mental health issues, like depression, is like wanting to be liked so bad and wanting to have followers and wanting
and
to have engagement.
Creating the insecurity.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie. When everything exploded, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, people say bad stuff about us. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, I made a joke out of it because I don't really care. But you have to have thick skin, period, to be in any form of public anything, even in my business.
Yeah,
like, what if someone comes to me and says, I don't really like the tone of my hair?
That happens.
Yeah. Like, people have, I really wish I would have done this, or I wish I wouldn't have cut my hair this shorter, blah, blah, blah. Or you want your hair to grow back out that inch that we cut.
Yeah.
But I can't take it personal every single time.
Well,
someone doesn't
half
like
the time,
something.
It's the client's
it's your
request.
Fault,
anyway, it's
Esther.
My fucking fault for cutting out that damn. See, an inch makes a big difference, okay?
When they say the inch doesn't matter,
yes, it does.
Actually, thank you. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, hopefully she is on the road to recovery and hopefully she does have a support system.
I kind of want to like her, but at the same time, I feel like I can't dive in there and like, cause I feel like there's a disconnect. I don't know.
From an outside perspective, somebody who has not been following her for a long time, there is something that feels disingenuous.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You're not wrong. There's something, I mean, like, I want to like her because she's pretty. I'm so shallow.
Beautiful.
And there's just something off.
I mean,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I like, you know, a lot of her content, but I just, and you know what? Here's the thing. not everyone is going to be for everyone else. Something right. something that's for you might not for be sure. For me. So maybe I just don't connect with her as a yeah. person. I don't know. To me, it just bothers me when you take it from whining about your engagement to like getting on and sort of not making them. She's not at all making a mockery of mental health, but she's right. to me, she's sort of like taking the seriousness of right. it away by you know, combining
all the
it
other
with,
stuff. Yeah.
And I think she's probably trying her best to combine it with her world of right. being an influencer.
She's
but
trying
I don't know.
To make everything work.
Yeah.
And it she's just, trying to seems. Be so PC about it when sometimes, yeah. girl, you gotta let go of yeah. the preset, yeah. let go of the filter, exactly. let go of all of it and just
yeah.
say what it is. Say what yeah. you're going through if you choose to do that. If you're choosing to be in the spotlight, mm-hmm. do it in that way. Yeah. And maybe, like you said, not being manic about it or not being disingenuous or kind of just putting it out there in a real fashion.
Or just be like, hey, this is this new sort of like chapter or moment I'm going through in life. Right. Take a step back.
Katie
come
did
up
that.
With a battle plan. Yeah. yeah. Which Katie? Katie Roach. Roach.
Remember? She
when?
Well, a couple months ago. Remember she and Jake, like he unfollowed her on Instagram okay. and like all that.
That was
not,
a whole.
Yeah. No, no. I'm not saying she had any right to do it. I'm just yeah. saying she did that. She was like, I'm going to take a step back and you know.
I have a different
we've talked about this.
That,
I know. We've
yeah. Anyway.
But
I get you know, it.
Maybe another time.
I don't think she's doing it to be malicious, right. but I don't know. It just rubs
just
me the wrong way.
Just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, again, I just, it makes me, it's like this icky feeling. Yeah. I don't like talking about it, but I also feel like it's awkward and other people are talking about
yes.
it.
Yeah,
for sure. Oh, we've talked 100%. About it. Like we've seen yeah. like multiple posts and things saying exactly what you feel.
The
and
reason
what you're
it
saying,
bothers but. Me is because like I know that there are people who legit deal with it and yeah. they don't have
no.
hundreds of thousands of followers to talk to. And it's yeah. like, you know, some people don't have anyone to talk to about it. And I just feel like it, if it's going to be talked about, that's awesome. But do it in a, I guess, more
genuine way.
Genuine yeah. and serious
yeah, yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I do that's get all. That.
Well, hopefully she finds her way
yes,
through it.
I hope so.
She does have a support system.
And yeah, just, you know, it's easier said than done,
is,
I'm sure.
It is. Yep.
Well, I want to talk about travel. Because there's an Instagram account called Passengers Shaming.
Oh,
what? So funny. First of all, if you're not following it, follow it. And so they post photos of people being assholes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can send in, you know, the girl that flips her ponytail over the back of her seat, whatever the case may be.
Cut her hair off.
Surprise. No surprise. It's mostly on airplanes. Anyways, so they shared a photo of Danny Austin that she put on her own story.
Oh.
Of her feet on the back of the chair in front of her.
Was Stop. It bare feet or did she have shoes on?
No.
Let me see.
No, of course she had shoes on.
Oh. I don't know if that's
she's
better
not,
or worse.
She's not a total monster.
She had those golden goose shoes
Oh, no,
on.
But wait, did she have a wig on? Because that's the most important thing.
Well, I'm sure she did. However, you can't see her head in the photo. But she does have her bony knees in her pink pants.
What did she put on there? Cool what?
Well, no, no, no. So she said, she's talking about her pants.
Oh, okay.
She's got these stretchy pink pants on. She says, I'm telling you, they're the best. So soft and stretchy. And so passenger shaming when they shared her story.
Yeah.
They wrote, cool story, bro.
Oh, anyways, they wrote that. Okay.
So one, I thought it was amazing that somebody submitted that and yeah. called her out because that's just hysterical. But then it got me thinking, like people truly are animals when it comes to the travel, but specifically the airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Monsters. Mm. They forget all common courtesy.
For sure.
First of all, like, I hate when I'm in line. First of all, TSA, like, get the pass. Do the, what do they call it?
Pre-check.
Pre-check.
Hell
Thank
yeah.
you. I always
pre-check.
Fly with pre-check.
Yeah.
But
Nick has global entry, which is oh. like the next thing up. And I don't know. I
How
think
do it, I get that?
Go somewhere global.
Yeah. Like, we're going out of the country next month. And it would work for him, but I would have to have it for us to be able to use it together. Like,
because pre-check, you can go in with someone else that has pre-check.
No. You have to have pre-check.
Mm-mm. Wait, yeah. I did when I was in Florida.
What?
One of my girlfriends. What? Yeah, that I used to travel
Someone's getting fired.
Someone's getting fired. Yeah, she had it because she flew business all the time. And so I got to go through with her.
Oh, yeah, no, they're not supposed to do that.
Mm-mm. Ooh, mm-mm. Tampa Lucky International you, Airport. Not calling anyone out, but you might want to check that. Oh, God.
No, but I know what I think. What's the most egregious behavior that you see when traveling? Like, what's the worst thing that somebody can do?
Take forever going through the security line.
I don't even know what you're gonna do anymore, because I feel like I've traveled so much that I've seen it all and been there and done that, and I'm almost like numb to it.
Oh no,
no,
okay, really? Go. Okay, no, I was gonna say I used to travel a lot for work, and this guy had his laptop on the tray table, and he was playing golf, and he was like doing like this the whole time, and I was dude, okay, like, you're right. Stop.
I take it back.
That's so annoying.
The doing this that she's talking about.
Yeah, y'all can't see me.
They're freaking jutting out her elbows to the side.
The swinging of the, that's so annoying.
Or when guys sit with their legs like fully manspreading.
Yes. Although, you know what? I manspread.
Okay.
I'm a man spreader.
Yeah, but like, do you care about the person next to you if you're like squishing them?
Yeah. No, yeah. If the person next to me, like, I don't know. Like, if I'm going to man spread and that means I'm touching the person next to me, then I'm not going to do it. I'll keep my legs together like a lady. Okay. Otherwise, I like to, you know, let it fly. let it air out. No, the worst thing that somebody can do, and I'll be damned if I'm on a flight and I don't see at least one person do this. They take off their shoes.
Stop.
No. Ew. Why would you want to?
People take off their shoes on the plane and then they let their little toes spread open the seat in front of them.
Nasty. Mm-hmm.
First of all, you wear closed toed shoes.
Yeah. And pants. Not short. I'm sorry. I do not want to sit on a seat that a little kid is peed on or barfed in. Like, that's disgusting.
What kind of airplanes are you on?
Oh, my God. But like, they don't clean the... No. Do you really think they go and wipe down?
Do you know how filthy airplane seats are?
No.
Yeah. Yes. No. Think about it. Think about
tray
it.
Tray tables. I know everything. Even the Sky Mall. I hate touching the Sky Malls because think about how nasty that is. People like touching their boogers and... Ew.
So
no.
Did someone take that picture of Danny?
No, she took it of herself.
And she posted it and then this account found it.
She took it of herself talking about her pants on her stories.
Mm-hmm. Why couldn't she have just taken the picture like looking down at herself? Why did she have to put her feet on someone's feet?
Because she's trying to stand out. Isn't that what we talk about?
Oh, yes.
She's trying to do something a little different. You know.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I think that's funny that she got called out for it.
Yeah. I do too. I love it.
And I'm definitely going to follow that account.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm sorry. If you behave badly, you deserve to get called out.
I think so
too. Absolutely.
I don't know. I just think it's like not cute or classy. Like, why are you sticking your legs up in the air on a plane?
And also stop farting on it.
I spread my legs
There is a difference between spreading your legs apart and then like sticking them all up at a weird angle and like having them stick up over the seat in front of you and like move the person's chair in front of you. Mm-mm. Big difference. Yeah.
I mean, etiquette. People.
Okay, let me
just
ask.
Just have a little bit. Basic. Don't fart, don't burp. Seriously, people farting on an airplane. My stomach has hurt before because I've had to hold things in.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to do the same thing.
Okay, but wait, were her pants cute?
What?
Were her pants cute? Okay,
they're
sorry.
They were pink.
I had to
know. They were like plain pink pants. There wasn't anything special about them. They weren't ugly. They weren't like...
Do better, Danny. What were you saying about your farts?
Well, now I feel like we're highlighting my farts. I'm just saying my farts don't stink. So, you know, on an airplane.
Really? You know what? Mike's
ask
either.
My husband.
Yeah. Mike's don't
he
either.
He will vouch for me.
Really?
Yeah, and he's the first one to try and embarrass me.
So you have little toot.
I don't toot.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
They're noisy.
See, mine are nasty.
I don't toot and I don't poop.
Whatever.
Never a day in my life.
First thing my brother ever said to Mike, I'm not kidding. The Stop. First time he ever met him was, dude, you wait till you smell her fart. I was like, Chris, shut
up. Oh my God.
But Mike's like, it's because you eat healthy and eating all that like greens and this, that, and the other. And he's like, well, mine don't stink and I eat grease. And I'm like, whatever, dude. But they are raunchy.
What influencer do you think has the nastiest farts?
I'm inclined. Like, you know what? I'm sorry, Dee. I'm going to say Dee because she's so pregnant.
I'm saying Chelsea Olivia. That girl, I feel like she's just like so free. They were at Holly, I think it was Holly's baby shower. And there was a picture of her just like standing up and her like pants were unbuttoned. She was just like letting it all hang out.
Yeah. You know what? I hope she was. That was the realest photo I've ever seen of her.
I love that. Like, how many times do you go out for dinner and you like ate so fucking much and you have to unbutton your pants? I mean, seriously. I feel like she's the one who you could like have a conversation, like Chelsea Olivia, if you're listening, like you could totally have a conversation with her about like farting and burping and all of that stuff.
You don't think Whitney Rife?
Yeah. No?
Maybe?
No.
You don't think so?
No. She's never pooped a day in her life like me.
Oh.
Wow. No. She's too ladylike.
You know what? I think she's a belcher.
You think so?
I do too. She's one of the guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Personally. But I also think maybe like Peyton Baxter secretly is like
no a way, big part. No way, not at all. There is no way.
Yo, how do you think her hair got so big?
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Wait, what is that saying? There's like if you squelch the belch, you'll
why waste it when you can taste it.
Oh my god.
You guys were disgusting.
Laura Beverly is the most girly influencer that I can think of.
100%.
I don't.
What about Kelsey Bynum? She seems very girly to me. I don't think she toots.
No, she does. For sure.
You think so?
Yes, she does.
She gives like little whisper toots, I bet.
Oh well, my god. She doesn't fart.
Wait, what about MGM? What about MGM? Her hair catches all of her farts. That's why it's so damn big. Oh, you don't think so?
I'm trying to think what I think MGM's farts are like.
Mm. Y'all, this has gone a whole different direction. I love it.
The girls have gone crazy. Yeah, we've lost our marbles.
My God.
I wonder how many followers we just lost.
I know. And how many we just got blocked by.
Guess what? If you can't have a little potty humor, you ain't okay, listener wait. For me.
Yeah, last one. Champagne and Chanel's. Her fart her. Sound like a champagne cork popping. I know it.
We need to insert like a sound effect here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was my best attempt.
That was good. I love her though, by the way.
Yeah.
She's really cute. Yeah.
She's okay.
I like her.
I don't know. Anyway.
She's engaged or married?
They're not engaged.
Oh, they are.
No.
Apparently they just went on a trip. Yeah, they've only been dating for like a year or something like that.
Oh, that long. Didn't they just move in together?
No, they're not living together. She moved to the same city to live near him.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But they're not.
Where are they?
Austin? I think she just moved from Houston to Austin. Or
she's in Austin.
Yeah. She just, because she and Buttercup both lived in Houston.
Okay.
And then she moved to Austin to live in the same city as Lee. Lee's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're super cute, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll work. Hopefully it works out.
How many bloggers live in
Every blogger Austin. Lives in Austin.
I feel like
Austin,
Texas or Nashville. North Carolina.
Yes. So many, there's a lot in
there's
North Carolina.
A lot of, so many yes. people live in North Carolina.
I mean, hey, raise up. Take your shirt off.
Hey, Tanner.
And show us your cute sports bra.
Yes. I mean. Oh
show us your boobies.
You know what?
Speaking
I was
Tanner,
actually saying the sports bra like I was going to swipe up and buy it.
Oh,
because
I'm
I just
sorry.
Bought the really cute pink camo airy one. Joke.
Speaking of Tanner,
what?
Someone just said her.
She's
having a boy.
I saw that.
Very exciting.
I'm excited. So I did some homework the past couple weeks,
okay.
and I really like her.
I remember I was like, yeah, you were on the fence.
I was on the fence. Like I didn't hate her, but I didn't know her. Yeah, but then
she's a cutie.
She's really cute, and I love that she's a local girl.
Yeah,
and that she's having a baby boy.
Yeah. Did you guys see her reveal video? It was
so
cute.
They rented out this space. It looked like just like this big white like wall, and the first part of their video was black and white, so you couldn't see, and then it like transitioned and everything
That's
was blue
cute.
It was
really cute.
I like
cute.
It was really cute.
I mean so. I'm kind of over the whole gender reveal thing.
I
mean, again, not that I'm like so PC, but I feel like it's kind of antiquated.
Yeah, well, it became a trend.
Same thing with, I feel like it's over the top sometimes.
It is, for sure.
And
it
that's
is.
Why it's annoying. It's like, okay,
everybody competes to see who can have the most creative thing. I don't know. I just am sick of eating blue cake that turns my poop.
Yes. No,
back to farting.
I posted a quiz on our page the other day, and I'm so dumb. I was like, what is it was like one of those multiple choice answers.
Oh, I saw
and
that.
And I said, what is Katie having? What is the gender of Katie Roach's baby? A boy, a girl, twins, or I don't care. And someone screenshotted the story and was like, twins is not a gender.
Like, touche, my friend, touche.
And I was like, oh shit. Well, you can just add that to my list.
It's fine. Hey, you can't be good at everything.
Because it's not. It's true. I was like, oh shit, that's true.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're going to do a gender. I was so antsy when I was pregnant. I actually did this thing called sneak peek. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I'm
what
serious.
What is that?
So it's a, you prick your finger at home.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. And it was like.
You legitimately cheated.
Yeah.
You can do it as cheating? Early. It's just a new way of finding out,
well, you
out,
can
right?
do it as early as like. I think 9 weeks or something. And I got it. So I found out I was pregnant around Thanksgiving. And so I did the Black Friday or mm-hmm. whatever. And they did like half off or something. They are 99% accurate. If they really? Are wrong, they give you your money back.
Oh,
so, yeah. So my okay. mom, you can't, no males can be with you. You have to clean the surface down for any DNA. Because basically what they're doing is you prick your finger. I paid to have it overnighted to California to get my results immediately the next day. Because I was so determined that I was having a little girl, you know, because I was going to be a girl mom. Mm-hmm. So my mom and I cleaned off the table and like pricked my finger, sent the blood, sent it over to California. And dang, if it didn't email me the next day and you like the email's like, congratulations, your results or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it opens like a little card when you open the thing. I was at work.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And so it said, it's a boy.
That's really cute.
And then when I went to the doctor, they confirmed and I was like, no, and I feel like right. it's not. And they're like,
you're like, girls, I still don't have believe that. It.
Boy moms are the best. So Tanner, I'm super excited for you guys.
Well, she said she wanted a girl and Chandler wanted a boy.
Aww, okay.
So, but obviously like, you know.
It's crazy. You just end up loving, like I'm the girliest
happy
girl.
Happy and healthy.
Exactly. Like, even if you think you want something, when you actually find out what it is, then you're like, oh yeah. And then you're like so excited.
But
for
I
it.
Was like, I was actually like depressed about it, y'all. Like I'm really? Serious. Yeah. I looked it up. It was gender disappointment. It's like a real thing. It's a real thing.
Oh my God.
I cried in the bathtub the day that I found out. I love you, Fisher.
I was going to say, I can't wait for him to listen to this one day.
No, I did. I cried in the bathtub and Mike came in and he just like let me have my time. But you know what? The next day I went shopping and I started like buying like little boy stuff.
And then, you got excited.
You do, you know, but whatever. But everybody thought I was having a girl because when we did our reveal, it was not a reveal. We knew. And we both had bows like that you, mm-hmm. you know, hunt with. And we had a blue balloon and a pink balloon. Oh. And we shot the target. So we both shot the blue balloon.
Nice.
And left the pink one. And there was blue dust that went off. Mm-hmm. It was like, congrats, a girl. I knew it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a boy.
They didn't get it.
No, they did not get it. I was like, it's definitely a boy.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Wow. Whatever. But you know what? That being said, little boys are the best. I love my baby.
Oh,
so, there's that. Yeah,
he is so cute.
He is real cute.
Okay, so congratulations to Tanner and also Caitlin Covington.
Yes, 1 million woo-woo! Followers.
That is awesome.
She's a North Carolina girl too.
Yep. Yes, she is. I think Charlotte.
Yes, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. She's been blogging for like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
Now, and I don't really know. I don't know. Like I've obviously not been following her for that long.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like her.
I like her a lot.
I think she's relatable and she posts like higher end stuff, affordable stuff. I like her look.
She looks like a doll.
She does look like an American Girl doll.
Yes. Like an American Girl doll. Mm-hmm. The big barrel curler.
Yes.
Curls are perfect. Yep. And yeah, she just, you look at her and
she sleeps like this with her hands on her pillow every night.
For sure. Yeah.
No, she looks like she woke up like that without trying to wake up. Looking like that.
She didn't do her makeup every morning like you did.
Yeah. But she doesn't overdo the self tanner.
Yep.
Right? She has a nice natural look
that
complements mm-hmm. her natural beauty because she is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Her hair is so gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm. But like more so, I mean, obviously we love to talk about the superficial, but I mean, her content is good. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I think she's got a nice blend going with like the stuff she shares. And I think she is really mindful not to overshare, which I think is what, you know, helps make her so successful. But I mean, obviously we know that this last push to get her to the million followers came from the Twitter thing.
Yeah.
The fact that
what Twitter thing?
So she was the girl in the, when they were saying like hot girl summer is over,
Christian girl autumn. Yes. Okay.
She had such a good sense of humor about it.
Yes.
Like that is what helped her get there.
Oh,
and
the
fact that she handled it with such grace and like brought attention to it.
Yeah. I forgot that was her for a second. Duh. Yeah. And it was that old picture of her and MJ.
Oh, that was MJ. Yes,
with her? Yes. Because they used to be BFFs back in the day.
Wait, are they not now?
No.
What?
Do we know what happened there?
I don't know. But
we'll find out.
Maybe we can find out. Apparently, they don't really like talk about it or bring it up. And if anyone ever asks, MJ is always like, "Oh, like I have a family now, and I have kids, and I don't have time to like hang out with other bloggers and go on trips." And she,
but don't you think behind the scenes
something
that some bloggers like they all have this community of like how much you know, love you, babe,
women,
cute shirt, babe,
supporting
blah, blah, blah.
Women.
But don't tell me that they're not real women at the end of the day. You know that they have preferences,
yeah,
right,
for sure, yeah.
Like they have to. They're human,
yeah.
So they're.
I don't know.
They beef.
I don't know what happened, but
we will. Find
I
out.
Kind of want to find out. I'm like interested, but I feel like Caitlin just. I don't know. Wouldn't want to like draw attention to it or make it. Yeah. She's like, I'm over here doing my thing, right. Being successful.
I have a million followers.
It was in the past. It was old.
MJ seems more, and you know, purely speculation because I don't follow her, so I don't really know anything about her. Mm-hmm. She seems a little bit more pretentious.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe there was a disconnect there. I mean, who knows?
I think it had something to do with Caitlin. Sort of like I've kind of heard little rumors of any time. MJ has a friend and they sort of take off in their career or do something big or whatever. She, I don't know.
Like jealousy?
Jealousy or she.
She's a petty Betty.
Maybe she is. I don't know. I don't know because why would she be? She, I mean.
How many followers does she have?
A bunch. I don't,
A bunch.
Here, let me look
she
it up.
She has this beautiful family.
Yeah.
Her house
brand
is incredible.
New house.
Everyone talks about how perfect her family is. You know,
she has 627,000.
Yeah,
so she's not doing too shabby for herself. I think she's.
You guys,
I think
we have 2,300. So relax.
We're coming.
We're like,
for you.
We're probably
we're
like
gonna have 200 after this.
Relatable.
Oh, no, gosh. But I don't know. Like sometimes maybe you can portray like this perfect life and everything. And I don't know. Maybe it is hard sometimes when people see their friends succeeding and they're like, damn, like
Why am I not?
Yeah. Or like I thought I was going to be there at this time in my life and I'm not. And maybe it can kind of drive a little wedge.
And like you
I don't
said,
know.
You appeal to different people.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
So it's definitely just a situation of, you know. Hey, some people like.
And you know what? Maybe we're making it juicier than it is. Maybe they just drifted apart. I don't know.
They moved states, guys.
But if anybody knows.
Where would we be without the juice?
If anyone knows, there is an anonymous thing in our Facebook group, Swiping Up. There's an anonymous place you can go to spill
the tea,
tell us anything you want, and we'll never see you, your name, anything. So.
All right. So. I know that we are winding down on time, but there's one more thing that I want to get your opinions on.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm shocked, utterly shocked that nobody has brought it up yet.
Okay.
What?
I'm curious, Spencer.
The freaking shoe launch.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys, we're going to go over time on this because,
For sure.
I think this is acceptable. This needs to be
addressed. We need to talk about this.
Okay.
Did you order yours?
No.
All right. Hold on.
No. I'm not going to.
Hold on. So I looked at them first, right?
Okay. Yep.
And I had not paid any attention. I really don't give two shits about their collaborating with a brand. It's Steve Madden, okay?
Right.
Blech.
Okay.
I mean, when was the last time Steve Madden was actually like relevant? I'm pretty sure it was
Oh my God. I literally have two booties in the mail right now.
Okay.
Well, to me.
Okay,
not part
so
of the
maybe
launch.
Maybe it's just me, guys. The last time I bought a pair of Steve Madden shoes, I was in high school.
They were the clunky rubber ones?
Hell yeah, they were.
Oh my God. You guys, when I lived in California last year, there was, when I worked at the bank in downtown Pasadena, across the street from the bank was a Steve Madden store and they were going out of business.
Oh.
And every single pair of shoes in the store was $20.
Did you get a bunch?
I got like so many and then I like moved and I was like, why did I buy all
of these?
All
right, so I won't shit on Esther's shoe collection.
No, I got rid of them.
So whatever. The moral of the story is I didn't care.
Okay.
But I was interested. So they launched, yada yada. I had a good laugh at all the girls stuck in the airports. That was hilarious. And then I saw the booties and I was like, okay. The booties are cute. I like the booties.
They're cute. Yeah.
You know, I like the booties. Jen Reed was talking about the keyhole at the back, how, you know, they wanted when they were collaborating and talking about style features, that they wanted the keyhole to be big enough for the fingers to go into so people could actually use it and it wasn't just
for
aesthetics.
Looks.
Yeah. So loved them. I actually thought they were really cute.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to buy a pair.
Yeah.
But the sneakers.
You don't love them?
You know what? It's the star.
the Golden Goose I might knock off.
Yeah, I might like it if it wasn't for the star. And I also, they made this big deal about the color of the laces. Mm-hmm. I hate
Are
it.
Are they like, they're like off white?
They're like a taupe. Sort of,
like dirty-ish?
Yes, it looks dirty. That's okay. Exactly what it looks
so
like.
So at first when I saw the sneakers, I was like, oh my God, these are so cute. I have
yeah,
to have them.
Yeah, I hate them.
But then I looked at them even more and I'm like, okay, honestly, I feel like they are trying to be Golden Goose. And if they had taken off the damn star, they would have been so much cuter. Don't you think?
Yeah. When I first saw them, I don't know. I hated them. I actually had the opposite reaction.
Really?
Okay. So when I first saw them, I was like, these are atrocious.
Okay.
And then the more I looked at them, I think it was seeing it, other people wearing them on their stories. Styling I was like, them. Yeah. I was like, okay, you know what? They're not so bad. But I still can't get past the dirty looking laces and the stars.
You could always change out the laces.
You could change out the laces, but I'd still have the stars.
But why are you spending $100 on shoes that you have to change the laces out?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. But I will say, and so normally, like, listen, a girl's got big feet, okay? Mm-hmm. I wear a size 12. Those are
Woo!
Huge. Wow. You know what? Fuck you both.
I don't have big feet, but I don't have small feet.
I'm really tall, okay?
Yes. That's proportional to your height.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My mom's Fuck feet are 10-11.
You can't try to make up for it now.
Yeah. Listen, insert my big foot in your mouth, okay? Anyways, nobody ever has, like, you get, like, Jessica Simpson. Like, when, I used to always love Jessica Simpson's shoes. They went up to a size 11.
Oh, okay.
Like, son of a bitch.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's because
not
you don't
that
have,
I need to know.
That's because you don't have skis for feet.
I sure don't.
Oh my God.
But I do appreciate that these go up to a size 12.
Oh, they do.
They do.
Oh, that's cool. I love that.
So I almost want to buy a pair.
Just because.
Yeah. I like that. So we'll see.
I'm not going to buy them.
Undecided.
Yeah. I like them. I'm not going to lie. I like both pair. I think they're cute. I have a pair of knockoff Golden Goose. I mean, I don't know that they're knockoff. I mean, they've got the star and they're like a tan color. A little bit of dirty, like, soles on them, but I like them. I mean, they're cute. I got them from, like, Shein or whatever that website is.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I have this resistance, like, though, when everyone is obsessed with something, it makes me not want to have it.
Yeah. I have the same thing.
I can't. I just, I'm like, unless it's something that I really, really, for me and nobody else, if nobody else liked it, would I still, but I don't, I feel like that leopard print sweater, that's a hill I will fucking die on. I don't, like, part of me wants one, but the other part of me is like, no, I don't
Everybody
want one. I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to look basic, guys.
There's certain trends that I can't get on board with. I don't like loafers. Like, I like mules. Yeah. I don't like a loafer.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing penny loafers. I'm not
but
doing
some
it.
People can pull them off.
No, they look great, but I don't personally love it. And I don't want something just because it's a trend, but there are a lot of things. Hey, I'm basic. I am as basic as the basics go because I do like this.
Are those the shoes that you ordered? Are those the ones that you swiped up on?
No.
Your swipe up for the week. Were they the...
Yes.
The ones,
sorry,
the two boots,
like,
that
no,
are coming?
Not part of this one. No. I actually ordered those and then the launch happened. I was like, well, dang, I should have waited.
Oh,
because
no.
I really wanted the Vince Camuto shoes that had sold out. Mm-hmm. Like those, whatever they're called, Gigata booties. I don't even know how to say it. That sounds like something dirty, doesn't it?
Like a ghetto. I don't even know what that sounded like.
Well, but do you know what I'm talking about? Those booties that like sold out from the Nordstrom sale.
You look up those booties. I will talk about my swipe up really quickly. So I actually found this a couple months ago through Laura Beverland. It's a company. It's like based out of the UK. It's called Iconic London.
Yes, I know them.
Yeah. Do you have products from them?
I've used the like highlighter drops.
Oh, that you put in your foundation?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's cool.
They're amazing.
So this stuff, it's like a little, it's in like, it's called Water Mist Glow. I don't know if it's a setting spray. On the bottle, it says prep, set, and glow. And it just looks clear. And then you shake it up. And it's like,
oh, pretty.
Bronzy.
Yeah.
It's like bronzy.
But it doesn't come out orange?
No, not at all. It's like just here. I'll like
Wait, spray me. Spray me.
Spray. Oh, okay. Spray you.
Yeah. What do you think? Here.
Does it smell good?
Spray it.
It
doesn't
smell
have
good.
A smell. Here, spray
no, it has
hand.
A smell.
Really?
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hold it on. Does smell. It smells fresh.
Yeah.
But doesn't it feel refreshing on your face?
Yeah, it does.
And
do I look like a bronze goddess?
You do.
You look really good.
You had an instant transformation. No, but if you, I sprayed so much on that my hand is like wet, but it just gives
it
like
doesn't
a
make
subtle...
you shiny, make you look sweaty though?
No.
Okay.
Like, look at my hand. Like, just. It's kind of, you can't really tell, but it's just, I don't know. It just gives a little like glow. It's not like glitter sparkle.
You look good. You look good over there.
I like Thanks. It. Lean it took in. A little while to get to me because it shipped from London, but it was worth the wait.
Does it usually feel sticky? Like it feels a little tacky on my hand. I'm not down with that.
No. Did you spray a lot on?
I don't think so.
Okay. So when I spray it on my face, I do it. I use my setting spray and then I use that just to give a little, like, I don't know. And I spray it kind of far back. So
it's pretty. It, yeah. And it smells really nice.
Yeah.
I like that. It. No, I like that.
You know what? Someone else, I can't remember. There was a beauty blogger who was using this, but she didn't use it on her face. She used it on her
décolletage.
But that's the thing is you can spray it anywhere. Like if you're like,
not in your eyes.
Can spray in
Macooter?
Not in
your eyes. It says do not spray in your eyes. So you cannot spray it in your eyes.
Really? Okay.
It says with a magazine.
Damn, because I was going to try spraying it on my lashes to just give them a little extra oomph.
Glitter lashes.
My lash girl would not like that.
No.
Could you imagine if I came like...
Shout out to Alexa.
Alexa at Unfiltered Beauty in Raleigh. No, I actually didn't even plan that, but she's like... I'm always like trying to make sure I washed and brushed my lashes before I go for a fill so that she doesn't
hate me. So she's proud of you?
Yeah.
Why don't you wash your hair when you come to see me?
Listen. Snap. I never wash my hair when I come to see you. I come to Wendy with the dirtiest fucking hair. I'm fucking disgusting. I walk in and apologize.
Yeah. But to be fair, when I got my hair colored for the first time, I texted her and I was like, am I supposed to come with clean hair or dirty hair or what? And I like rambled on for like an hour.
Of course you did.
She did.
She's
not her. No way.
And she's just like, you can have dirty hair. It's fine. like relax.
So don't sweat it. I started going with dirty hair because my scalp is I just have sensitive skin across the board, which I'll get into in a second.
Hopefully you don't break out from that.
Oh, fudge. I feel fine so far.
I think you'll be fine. Just go home and wash your face. It's not... a big deal.
No, makeup,
I hope it's not a big deal.
For whatever reason, makeup I'm usually good at.
I mean, I'm four pimples away from using Tula. I mean, seriously.
But I started going to Wendy.
Okay.
With dirty hair because my scalp is so sensitive that when I get it colored, I can feel it in my scalp. It gets like hot, burny sensation. Okay. So
weird, yeah.
So, but if I go with dirty hair, I don't get that.
I mean, you could be extra, and I can use some sensitive scalp developer if you really need that.
Oh, I didn't know you need that.
We're doing good, girl.
It's fine. It's fine. Just come with dirty hair. It's fine.
Anyways,
baking grease.
So my sensitive skin.
Okay.
So as Esther was just talking about, I am one of those people who, if everybody's talking about how amazing something is, I just have to be that asshole that's like, no.
Yeah.
It's not for me. I'm not interested.
I'm not getting on the bandwagon.
I don't like it.
So I have to say, justice for Tula.
What?
Because everybody talks about Tula.
Okay.
And I know it makes you guys hate it.
It does.
I see it in all the Facebook groups. People, are shit-talking Tula. How if they never see another Tula ad again, they'll be happy. Justice for Tula. Because as somebody with super, super sensitive skin, I can't use anything. We've talked about it before. Like my skincare routine is I basically just slather myself in oil. Mm-hmm. Need to take off my makeup? Whip out the oil.
Have you been using it for a while or did you just start using it?
So I started using Tula, it was probably about 6 months ago. So it hasn't been a super long time. And I will admit, like I'm blessed with pretty decent skin. Like I don't really have a whole lot of issues outside of extreme sensitivity.
Okay. Like do you burn easily and stuff?
I burn easy. Anything I use product-wise, I react. Like even when I go to get a facial, they're hesitant to use product on me. Like they'll talk me out of doing your fancier facials because they're afraid to use the products.
So what specifically from Tula works for you?
So I haven't used a ton of products again because I have been trying to introduce like one thing at a time. But so I've been using the probiotic cleanser, not the new milkier one that came out, but the old one that comes in the tube. It's incredible.
Really?
It's so soft and smooth. It smells good. It feels like I'm washing my face with yogurt. And I know that sounds really weird.
That's weird. Yeah. Is it like creamy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is it
so many jokes?
I saw how y'all looked at each other. You're like, okay.
No, but it really is. It really is
from
great.
From a price point, what's it comparable to? I've never even looked at like pricing on it.
I don't even know what I spend on it, to be honest.
Wait, you've tried it?
Like a while ago, I bought like a Tula starter pack. Okay. I don't know, for like $20 or $30, whatever. I don't know. The smell was so strong. And I have an issue with smells and like candles, perfumes, hair products.
Ooh, don't come to my house.
Not all things, but certain things will trigger it. And okay. I'll get a really bad headache. And the Tula didn't give me a headache, but it was just like I could smell it forever. And it just bothered me. Yeah. Okay. It bothered me. That sounded, I sounded nasally and snobby.
Well, then you sounded just like you.
Burn.
So yeah, so it's $28 for the purifying cleanser.
That's not bad.
No,
that's
not bad at all. And it's a big tube. Yeah. And when I tell you, I use, you know, they always say, oh, you just use a little dot. I use
a little dot.
Yeah. I use a little dot. I use, it's probably a pea size amount. And I do have a Clarisonic, so I use that with it. It's incredible. And then I do my usual douse my face in oil and whatever. But we went to a wedding and I wanted to do like a little facial the night before. Exfoliate.
Yeah.
And they have these pads that you can buy. I can look those up too for the price. The pads are two-sided. So one side is kind of like the cleansing side.
Yeah.
And then the other side has the exfoliant.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I would love that.
They're not cheap, but they're awesome. And if you're traveling, they're perfect.
Yeah.
Grab five or
like
six.
On the go.
Shove them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
really nice.
I think Tula just launched this new, I don't know if it's for sensitive skin. I saw Champagne and Chanel and Maddie Ott Style. What's her name? I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But anyway, they were using, they were like trying out the brand new.
Like sensitive like, line?
Yeah, there was a cleanser and a moisturizer.
It's like
a,
it's Maddie like a Potter. Thinner, it's Maddie a thinner Potter cleanser.
And maybe they don't have as much fragrance in them, so maybe try that one.
I think. So like Maddie Potter Duff and Champagne and Chanel, they were using the new, they were on some trip and they were using like this new one that just came out that everyone's talking about.
Hey, if it works, I am so down to try it. Like I literally want to try it.
I just hope they're using it because it works and not because Tula is.
See, I'm a sucker. No, I will get got. Like, I will try something. If everybody else is using it, I'm like, it must work.
I would try it because, like, someone I know, like Spencer,
told
me.
Told you it works.
Not because somebody I don't know. Or if it's an influencer that I really trust, then I'll.
So when we have our slumber party,
I'll bring my
Tula.
We can wine in Tula.
And we can try it.
Yeah. Speaking of, did you try that lip mask that I gave you?
I have not tried that yet. No. I'm actually waiting for good lighting.
Why did you give her a lip mask and not me?
Because
she's got some crusty dry lips.
I have the worst dry lips ever going on. It's like I went to the doctor and we're way over time and nobody wants to hear about my crusty ass lips.
Okay, so let's circle back to my booty.
Sorry. Basically, give Tula a chance.
Yes.
Here are the booties.
All right, you've seen everybody wear these.
Yes.
And they're on everybody's story.
Everybody wear them. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I slept on them and didn't get them.
And they
sold
out.
And now I don't know that they're ever going to be back in stock because they don't have my size. But you know what, Spencer? Oh, they're not even available in 12. I'm not even kidding. See?
Told you.
Well, anyway.
Wait, they're not available because they're not made or they're not available because they're sold out?
No, they have the size.
That's right, because there are other women with big ski feet. I'm not alone in this world.
You are not alone. But anyway, so I ended up ordering two really cute.
If anybody knows of any bloggers who
have
like,
big feet.
Have big feet.
Tag Spencer.
Or no, like, seriously, big feet. I don't really know a lot of bloggers that like go out of the like petite or like regular whatever things. So if you know of anybody, tell us. Send us.
Yeah. We're always open to suggestions.
Yeah. You can DM us on our Instagram at swiping up. You can email us at swipingup@gmail.com. You can comment in our Facebook group at swiping up. Any of the above.
You can comment on Reddit. We'll find it.
Oh, we will.
Or somebody else will find it and send it to us.
We will find it.
We've got swipers everywhere.
Yes, we do.
So,
yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much for staying with us for this long.
Yeah.
We've been rambling about
this long and this many episodes.
Crusty
at this
lips
point.
And
farting.
No, but honestly, I do. Yeah. I have these lips, and they're like for some reason. Sometimes they get so dry. And
just
my daughter,
story.
We'll save it for the next episode.
We'll talk later.
You can follow. You can follow us on Instagram at swiping up. You can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
You can follow me, Esther, at Esther So Extra.
And you can follow me at Wendy Being Basic.
And don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Woo! Bye.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.